Today's daf is Yuma, daf Chaf Vav. The Mishnah on daf Chaf, the top of daf Chaf Vav and Aleph says the following. Hapayas Hashlishi, what was the third lottery? So the first was the Truma Sadesha, the second one was all the Olas Tabi, the Korban Tabi. The third one was Chadashim Liktoros Bo Vahafisu. The new Chadashim, the new Kohanim, who haven't done the Ketores yet, so they should join together with this lottery. The Gemara is going to explain why was this only with new Kohanim. Harvi'i, what's the fourth lottery? Chadashim im Yeshanim, mimalei var min hakemesh v'lamizbeach. The fourth one is whether new or old Kohanim have done this before, who will bring the Korban Tamid from the ramp, the limbs from the ramp up to the Mizbeach. Tana may omlo shut adam ba. So the Braisa teaches us, or we learn a Braisa, that nobody did the Ketores twice because of this rule.
So many Kohanim?
I guess so. Right. There were so many Kohanim in every Beis Av. It's not in every Mishmar, it's also in every Beis Av, right? Because you divide the Kohanim into 24 sections, and then the 24 sections are divided into 7, and apparently there were so many Kohanim, that's what it seems from here, that's actually what the Meiri writes.
Shouldn't they have done the same for all the avodos? Because there's so many kohanim, then.
No, I understand, but that I'm saying there's a special reason we're going to give from the Ketores, because we're going to see why. Because it may make you wealthy. So it's just like a skula. So that one they wanted specifically to give to new people. Not everyone said, oh, if you had one, you can't go again until someone else has it. It's specifically by the Ketores. So the Gemara says, my time. What's the reason? Because those who are involved with the Ketores, it makes you wealthy. It's a skula, and therefore they want everyone to benefit from this benefit. Amar le rapapa la baye, my time. What's the reason that the Ketores makes you wealthy? It was because the pasuk says that they should bring Ketores. This is in, I think, Vezosa Bracha. And then the very next pasuk is Baruch Hashem Chelo. And so someone who's involved in the Ketores is blessed. Hachi Olanami Haksiv V'Chalil Al Mizbechecha. The word V'Chalil all refers to the Korban Ola, and then the phrase Baruch Hashem Chelo, which follows that pasuk, but. In other words, in Devarim Lamed Gimel Yud, it says, Yosimir Ketara Ba'pecha, V'chalil Amiz Bechecha, and the very next post, it says, Baruch Hashem Chilo, Hashem is going to bless the people, give them bracha, give them much goodness, but that should go not only on the Ketores, but also on the Chalil Amiz Bechecha, on the Korban Ola. So Amar Lei, Ha Shchicha Ha Lo Shchicha, he says that Ola is a very common mitzvah, a common Korban, because that you can bring as an Adava. Ketores is not so common. It's only brought twice a day. So it makes sense that Baruch Hashem Chelo is only going on one, it only works on something which is not so common. And it can't be because the way Rashi understands, at least Rashi says, Mistabra, it's it's not logical that everyone will become wealthy, so therefore the Baruch Hashem Chelo cannot go on the Ola, but can only go on the Ketores. That's at least the way Rashi understands this. Now, so the truth is, others explain differently. The Ritva says that no, even the Ola would make the person wealthy. And the real question of the Gemara is, one second, right? So he says, okay, actually, let's just leave it at that. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar le, okay, right. So Amar Rava, lo mishkacha sur v'mer banan demore. You won't find a Talmid Chacham who teaches in Klal Yisrael, elo da'os asi mishevet Levi or mishevet Yisachar, that they have to come from Levi or Yisachar. Again, it doesn't mean that there aren't teachers in other Shvatim, because you find many Shoftim and Neviim that come from other Shvatim, the Tal Halacha. But Rava says that from the, you're not going to find a lot of teachers in every generation except from these two tribes. That's the way the Ben Yehoyada explains. And the Gemara says, why? Dechsiv, Yoram Mishpatecha Yaakov, and that's referring to Levi, and Yisachar, that's Levi, and Yisachar, Dechsiv, Uvimnei Yisachar, Yodei Bina Le'itim, Lodas, Maya Se Yisrael. So there's a reference that they know things. This is from Sefer Divrei Hayamim. Ve'ema, Yehuda Na'ami, Dechsiv, Yehuda Mechokiki, a Yehuda that they established laws. So why don't you, they are teachers. So the Gemara says, Asuke Shmaita Libe the Hilchos Kamida. We're talking about those who teach halacha. Those who teach halacha, as opposed to the officers. And Shevet Levi Yisachar, they actually taught the halacha as opposed to Shevet Yehuda, who knows Torah. You Shevet Yehuda knows Torah, but they don't know Lahoros. They don't know how to, use their knowledge in order to paskin shilas. So even though Shevet Yehuda were chachamim, they're not able to sort of make it practical. So that's the difference between Yehuda, and some people have very good theoretical discussions. Halacha l'maaseh, I have no clue. So that was the job of Levi and Yisachar. Or Rabbi Yochanan, ein mefaisim al tamid shel bein arba'im ela kohen shezachar bo b'shachris zochar bo b'arvus. So you didn't have the another lottery for the afternoon tamid. Why? It just happened to be the kohen who got the job in the morning, so he would get the job in the afternoon as well. Meisvei. The shem shem faisim shachris kach mafaisim bein harbayim. So there's a brisa which seems to indicate that they would make the lottery in the afternoon. Kitanya hi b'torah. Said no, that's the lottery in the afternoon was only for the ketores, but not for the korban tamid shel bein harbayim. But tanya kishem shem faisim this lo shachris kach mafaisim lo arvis. Seems that there is. Lo is Lashem Zachor. So that's obviously we're talking about the Korban Tamid as opposed to the Torah, which is Nekeva. Same Allah. Okay, so maybe the price is not correct. The price is supposed to say Lo, not Lo. But Tanya Kshem Shem Mephaisim Lo Shachris Kach Mephaisim Lo Arvis. Kshem Shem Mephaisim Lo Shachris Kach Mephaisim Lo Arvis. So there's actually the Brisa which says that, another Brisa which says Lo and Lo, which seems to indicate that the Torah was, there was a lot of Torah in the afternoon, but there's also a lottery for the Korban Tam in the afternoon. This we're talking about Shabbos. Home Mishmaros Mischacho. Since the Mishmaros change, and the Mishmar that did the Avoda in the morning does not do it in the afternoon, and therefore, so that's why it's another Mishmar. So that's actually when they switched. Yeah, that's always a question. When do they switch from one to the next? So they switched from the, this is based on the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, that when they switch, they would switch after the Korban Musaf of Shabbos. So that's when the old Mishmar would leave and the new Mishmar would come. Ulamai desolik adaite meikara nefishi lehu apiasos. According to what we thought initially, that they would also make a lottery in the afternoon with the Korban Talmid, then you basically have a lot of lotteries. How can you do that? I thought there were only four lotteries. How can you say that there? How can you think there's another one? The Gemara says, "Ma'isi kula mitzafra asi," that all the kohanim would come in the morning, and then they would do the lottery. Maybe, in other words, maybe they would do the lottery when they a separate lottery at the same time for the morning and the afternoon. The zachi beishachri zachi, the zachi barbi zachi. So they would have that whoever won the morning lot, the morning tamid would get that, and whoever won the afternoon tamid would get that. But they wouldn't add four times, and they would get together. That's what they initially thought. The Mishnah says the following: Haravi chadashim yishanim. So the fourth lottery is what both, you know, whether you had got this job before or not. Masnisin delo krabi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Our Mishnah is not like Eliezer ben Yaakov. Not Eliezer ben Yaakov. Omer mala yivar mekevesh who mala osam lemizbech. So the ones who brought the korban tamid from the ground of the mikdash to the ramp is the same one who brought it from the ramp to the mizbeach. It wasn't another kohen. In other words, we hold that what you first had the first lottery for truma sedeshi, the second lottery for bringing the limbs to the ramp, and then a third one, a different group does the ketores, and the fourth one, a different group brings from the ramp until up to the mizbeach. And Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, you just took a break. The same group took it from the ground to the ramp. The same group took it from the ramp to the mizbeach. Same group, but they just took a break in between, in the middle. They would the ketores service would be done. But like briefly, what's the Asian debate? Mar Savar Brav Am Hadras Melach, that the more kohanim were involved in it, the better. Mar Savar Malkum Shchina Love Arach Ora. It's not Derech Eretz Kohanim who brought to the ramp to the ramp should not continue doing it, because then it seems like it's a burden for you. Well, I'm only doing half the job.
What did Rav Elazar ben Yaakov do for the fourth?
So I don't know if he necessarily holds it that he can argue, right? He's a Tana. So Amar Rava Lo Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Islam to Rabbi Huda, but Rabbi Huda, Islam to Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. Lazar ben Yaakov holds that they were not, that he cannot hold like Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda, what Rabbi Huda hold? Rabbi Huda held that they did not make a lottery on the Avodas Hamachta, on the Ketores normally needed two Kohanim. One person to bring the Ketores to the Heichal, and the other one to put coals and to put it on the Mizbeach Hapnimi in order to burn the Ketores on them. So you had two of them. That was Rabbi Huda. You had someone to do the Machta. And Huda doesn't hold of Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. Why? Din Kain. Because if you said that one of them holds like the other one, and the opinion and that you don't have, so we're going to get to that in a second, Howie, actually. So it deals with your question. And then Batsu Lahu Piasos. Then you would have less than four lotteries, because you don't find anyone that has less than four. So presumably, you'd have to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that they don't have a separate lottery for the Machta, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, I guess, he would say that the fourth lottery is the Avodas HaMachta. So Rabbi Yehuda can, since Rabbi, right, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that there was no extra lottery, so then he cannot hold like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, because then they would hold that there's only three. If you find a Tana who holds that there are five lotteries in the Mikdash, you can't hold the Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov or the Rabbi Huda. You'd have to hold that you would have a separate lottery on the Machta and also on bringing up the limbs from the ramp to the Mizbeach. Next Mishnah says the following: Tamid kara betisha basar b'charas b'shnei masar lo pachos v'lo yoser. So sometimes the Korban Tamid was brought with nine Kohanim, from the limbs to the from the ramp and to the mizbeach, sometimes with 10, sometimes 11, sometimes 12, but never less than 9 and never more than 12. Ketzad. Atzbo betisha. The korban tamid itself was brought with 9 kohanim. 5 would bring up the limbs, up the ramp. 1 would bring up the insides. 1 would bring the flour. 1 would bring the mincha for the nesachim. 1 would bring the minchas chavit in the kohen gadol. And one would bring the nisachim, the wine libations of the korban tamid. Bechag on Sukkos, So then you have biad echad slochis shalmayim. One person brings a little flask of water for nisuch hamayim. Sorry, kadasar. Now you got 10. Bein arbayim b'chadasar. So on a regular afternoon, you would have 11 people, 11 kohanim involved in this lottery. Why? Who had some batisha? The korban tavid itself was with five, with nine. I'm sorry. Shnayim biyadam shnei gzirei etzim. So then another two would have two logs to add to the pyre on the mizbeach. The Shabbos, on Shabbos, achadasar, you'd have 11 kohanim, huatzmo v'tisha, 9 for the korban tavid itself. Shnayim biyadam shnei bazichei levoda lechem apanim. So you'd have two with the spoons of the frankincense that came with the lechem haponim. Uvi Shabbos, and on Shabbos, Shabbosoch HaChag, that was on Sukkos, Yad Echad Tzlochi Shamayim. So one coin would have a flask of water, so now you have 12. Amar Rabbi Abba Vitema Rami Bar Chama Vitema Rabbi Yochanan Emen Naskim Mayim Bechag Ela B'Tavit Shal Shachar. You only do Nisuch HaMayim in the morning. Mimai, how do you know that? V'Yiktari V'Shabbos Shemitoch HaChag B'Yad Echad Tzlochi Shamayim. And on Shabbos during Sukkos, in one hand of one of them, you have a flask of water. Yisuch HaTeach B'Tavit Shal Beit HaBayim V'Naskim. And if you want to say that they would also bring they didn't do Nisuch HaMayim in the afternoon, Tamid. So B'Chol Nami Mishkach Hasla. You also will find a situation where you have 12 kohanim needed. Let's say it's the afternoon on a weekday when it's Sukkos. Then you'd have 9 for the Korban Tamid. You would have 2 for the 2 logs. And you'd have 1 for the Nisuch HaMayim. The fact that we don't give that as an option of when you would need 12 kohanim means that we would not bring it in the afternoon. We also infer this because it says in the Brayso Masechta Sukkah, v'la menaseich, omrim lo, and to the one who does Nisuch HaMayim, they say to him, hagbe es yodecha, lift up your hands at the time of Nisuch HaMayim, so everyone would see that you are pouring the water into the bowl of the Mizbeach, or the open area, or the pipes, I guess, on top of the Mizbeach. What's the reason? Shepam echad nisech al gabe raglav ur gamuhu kol ha'am be'esrogehem. There was a time when a Sadducee, when a Tzidoki, poured the water on his feet, and he didn't pour it into the pipes on the Mizbeach. And why is that? Because Nisuch HaMayim is not explicit in the Torah, so the Tzidokim didn't agree to it. So he took the water, instead of pouring it on his Mizbeach, he poured it on his feet, meaning, I don't agree to this ritual. And they took their precious Esrogim, and they all pelted him with their Esrogim. So so now we have a question. Why did the Mishnah tell us that they specifically pelted them with their Esrogim? He wants to tell you that when were they carrying the lulav and esrog? Not in the afternoons, but when they were doing it in the morning. So obviously this Nisuch HaMayim took place in the morning. Shmamina, so we can prove from here that again, this Nisuch HaMayim was done specifically in the Tamid Shel Shachar. Tanya, the Braisa says the following. We learn the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, minayin l'tamid shel bein arbayim shetol and shnei gzirei etzim. How do we know that the korban tamid shel bein arbayim requires bringing 2 logs of wood to go on the pyre? B'shnei kohanim, with 2 kohanim, shnei mekudim, the pasuk says, Baruchu etzim, and they will arrange the wood on the fire. Im eino inyan l'tamid shel shachar, if this is not needed for the tamid shel shachar, d'chsiv, because it's written, u'bir aleha k'akoin etzim v'boker baruch aleha, because it says, it already says that you should arrange you should arrange on it, the fire should not be extinguished, you should arrange wood every morning. Tenehu inyan l'tamid shel bein arbayim. In other words, darshan from this pasuk, the halacha, bringing wood even before the Korban Tamid shel Bein Ha'arbayim. So, and since it says Va'archu Eitzim, plural, meaning that you have two Kohanim would bring it. Maybe both Pesukim are talking about Tamid Shel Shachar. Rav Rachmana, the Pasuk is saying, Avid V'Hadar Avid. And he's saying is, you should bring two logs of wood twice in the morning. Imkei, Nimekra, Ubir, Ubir. It just said Ubir twice. So, I Kasa Rachmana, no, had it written Ubir, Vilashan Yachid, then Havamina Chad Im Treylo. Then I would think, okay, it means one, and not two. So Kavash Vilan, therefore the Pasuk needs to tell us in two Lashonos, Ubi'er and Ve'orchu, to teach us the Navid Chad, the Navid Trey. That maybe the fact that it says Ubi'er and Ve'orchu means initially what Kohen should bring, and then he should arrange the two logs, and then two more Kohanim should bring two more logs. So maybe that's what the Pasuk says. Who says that Ve'orchu Eitzim Al Ha'esh refers to the wood that's brought in the Korban Tamid, Shel Ben Arbayim. So the Gemara answers, if the two Pesukim are speaking about the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, name a crud, the Pasuk should say, Ubi'er B'Lashon Yachid, or Ubi'ero B'Lashon Rabim. Inami V'arach in Lashon Yachid, or V'aruchu in, I'm sorry, it should write Ubi'er and Ubi'aru, or V'arach and V'aruchu. So my Ubi'er V'aruchu, why are you using two different words? Shvamina Kidaka Mina. So obviously it's referring to two different times. That Ubi'er refers to the morning, and one Kohen brings the two logs of wood, and Va'archu in the afternoon, the two Kohen bring the two logs of wood. Tani Rav Chia Tat, Payez, Pamim Shlosha Asar, Arbat, Pamim Arba Asar, Pamim Chamisha, Pamim Shisha Asar. So sometimes the lottery of the Vos Tamid, you actually had 13 Kohanim, because you would add two Kohanim for Shachting, nine for the Tamid, two for the Shachting and the Zrikas Adam, and two to clean out the Inner Mizbeach and the Menorah. And sometimes there are 14, that's on Sukkos, where you have another one for the Nisuch HaMayim. And then sometimes you had the 15, that's on Shabbos, where you had two Kohanim would burn the Frank, would bring the little spoons of the frankincense, Lavona, for Lechem upon him. And Pamim Shishas are saying there were 16 on Shabbos of Sukkos. So you have the Nisuch HaMayim and also the Bazikhe Lavona, the spoons of the Lavona. But Tanya Shiva, so don't we find a Bryce who says sometimes there were 17 Kohanim? He Delok Rabbi Lezer. This is not like Rabbi Lezer, who holds that it's the same ones bring the limbs from the tummy to the ramp. Bring from the ramp and above to the Mizbeach. Elk Rabbi Huda, who holds what? That you would do one other lottery for the Kohen to bring the limbs of the Tamid from the ramp to the Mizbeach. And according to his opinion, on Shabbos of Sukkos, there were 70 Kohanim. And therefore, right, so why is there... So what's he saying here? He's saying that the brisa of 17, so that brisa is not like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, because he holds that they're the same Kohanim, but Rabbi Yehuda says they would do one other lottery, I guess, to bring the limbs from the Tamid, from the ramp to the Mizbeach. According to this, on Shabbos of Sukkos, you would actually have 70 Kohanim with the Avoda of the Tamid. But the Braisa that says that Rav Chia taught, holds the Golozer ben Yaakov, who says there's only 16. Okay. I guess that's to do with the Machta, that extra shovel, I think. Right. One second. Okay. So there was one other job, I guess, to bring it up. So the next Mishnah says that after we mention the number of Kohanim who are needed to bring the sheep for the Korban Tamid, so now we're going to talk about the number of Kohanim to bring the Ola from other animals. right? So we saw that there were five. You needed five for the sheep, right? You had told nine kohanim. You had five for the animal, and then you had four for the flour offering, the minchas chavitim, the nisuch hayayin. Now the ayel is karbachadasar. The ram of an ola, you need 11 kohanim. Basar, b'chamishar, the meat, the limbs are with five kohanim. Kravayim, the insides. Basolos v'yayin, b'shnayim shnayim, you need two for each. Now you have a total of 11. Par, karev, b'ashiv arba, the bull of the ola was brought with 24 kohanim. Why? Because that's obviously larger. Harosh v'regel, so that's three. The head and the leg were three. The rosh be'achad v'regel b'shtayim, because the rosh was with one, the regel was with two. Ha'oketz the tail v'regel the back leg, left leg. So that's what you had four, because oketz b'shtayim, the tail was with two and the regel was shtayim with two. Echazav agera the breast and the neck, that's also four. Echazav be'achad the breast with one, and v'ager b'shlosh the neck with three. Shtei yadayim, the two front legs, bishnayim with two kohanim, right? Each one takes one. Ushtayim defanos, and two sides of the animal, bishnayim with two. So therefore, so that's how you get 15. Kravayim, the solas vayayin bishlosha shlosha. So the insides and the flour for the mincha and the wine. So then each one would be taken by three kohanim. So that's another nine. So that's a total of 24. The medvar mamurim, when do we say that you need to bring these numbers of kohanim for each animal, and you need to do a lottery? That's the korban osibor. That's like the korban osibor above a korban yachid. But with the korban yachid, imratza lehakriv, if an individual kohen wants to do everything and without a lottery, so then he is permitted to do this. Could be that what we're saying is that the owner of the korban, who's donating the korban, so he can select which kohen he wants. Have sheita v'nituchan shel eli ve'elu shavin. So the skinning and the cutting up of the korbanos yachid and the tzibor, so they are equal. And the Gemara is going to explain what does that mean that they are equal. They can explain this last line. Okay, we will stop here, and.